Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great nation despite the fact that fewer and fewer young people think so. What is the deal? Why is it that young people are so much less likely to appreciate the country they live in than people who are a bit older, particularly people over 65? Are very patriotic about America, think it is the greatest nation on earth. Why would that be? 1-800-955-1776. It is a time when we're taking a look at situations like the declining growth in population. We were very, very close for the first time in the whole history of the country to actually losing population over the last 10 years. Now, why would that be? We'll be speaking about that with Nick Eberstadt. What does it mean for America and for America's future? Remember, there used to be the very prominent organization. It's still around, but it's less prominent and people don't take it seriously anymore, called Zero Population Growth. Zero population growth is devastating to a country. Just ask Japan. Just ask Russia. I mean, one of the problems with Russia and the reason that they're so unstable and such a dangerous adversary around the world is because the economy has no future because they have a declining population. Why do they have a declining population? Nobody wants to live there. I mean, really. And I mean, do you think there are a lot of people who are trying to immigrate to Russia for the weather? I mean, can you imagine trying to get out one of the truly troubled developing nations in the world? They are all coming to Europe right now or trying to get into the United States or Canada, but people want to get to Russia. Okay, what is the declining population, the decline in population growth? This is the lowest, the smallest population growth, including immigration, ever measured in the United States. It's remarkable. There's also a great deal to be learned from which states are growing and which are losing. 17 states. 17 out of the 50 states. And it's an unbelievable thing to think about. More than a third of all states ended up losing population in the last 10 years. Who were the biggest losers? Some real surprises there. We will get to that. And I also want to cover an interesting assessment by the Washington Post. And if you want to add to it, I would love to hear from you. You can call us at 1-800-955-1776. They have good news in 2021. Now, I know that sounds contradictory. For a year that began with the riot on the Capitol building, that was that good news? Anybody think that was good news for the country? They actually list that as one of the items, 17 items of good news, that actually it's 21 items they named, because it was 2021. They named 21 items of good news. What are they? We will get to that. We will also take your nominations for good news for 2021. 1-800-955-1776. This requires some kind of excavation work. Concerning good news for 2022, Doug Schoen, pollster, political advisor, former aide to President Clinton, is out with a new poll that says that barring some unforeseen event like an asteroid hitting the planet, the Democrats are in incredibly deep trouble for 2022. Do they deserve it? Well, sure. I mean, people don't get political rejection or political consequences just by accident. So can that change? And how would it change? Or should it change? We will get to all of that on the Medved Show. Okay, the number one bit of good news. A drum roll, please. And they list this in a particular order. The number one good news for 2021, and this is going to make people really, really happy. I can see people out there listening in their cars or listening at home, and you're going to be just thrilled at the number one piece of good news, according to the Washington Post. Number one piece of good news for this year just passing, 2021, good news number one, vaccines! Okay, President Trump talked about getting a booster shot, and the crowd booed. So, yes, yeah, I can imagine. I'm applauding. I think President Trump actually deserves credit for handling that as well as he did. And also, he just got appreciated by the Biden administration for helping develop the vaccines, and President Trump expressed gratitude for that. So maybe peace on earth and goodwill toward men is breaking out absolutely everywhere. Don't count on it. Okay, vaccines. Yes, we're starting with a silver lining, writes the Washington Post, on a worldwide plague, the coronavirus vaccines, the Moderna, Pfizer, BioNTech, and Johnson & Johnson shots that gained widespread distribution this past spring arrived as medical triumphs, achieved in record speed through global cooperation and scientific gumption. Finally, after more than a year in which people were isolated from each other, restaurants could reopen, grandparents could hug their grandkids, normal life, or at least a tentative semblance of it, could resume. We'd also be remiss not to note the remarkable progress in preventing diseases less present in today's headlines, malaria and HIV foremost among them. Okay, they don't note the fact that despite the vaccines, which clearly have saved many, many lives, and continue to do so if people will get their booster shots and get the vaccines and go through the drill, because there's no way it can harm the country to get more people vaccinated, and yet getting fewer people vaccinated can be terribly dangerous. The rate of death from COVID-19 is almost three times higher in counties that voted for Donald Trump than in counties that voted for Joe Biden. Now, why is that? Why would the virus have a partisan lean? And the only thing that epidemiologists and other people who actually take a look at this say is it's because the vaccine rate is different. Because, unfortunately, too many good, solid, patriotic Republicans began to see vaccines as some kind of conspiracy and gave it a partisan lean. And just like the disease itself doesn't have a partisan affiliation, the vaccines that are used to prevent death and suffering and hospitalization, if not preventing catching the diseases at all, those vaccines don't have and shouldn't have a partisan affiliation whatsoever. Okay, number two for the Washington Post. Innovations. All that time apart taught us things we'll hang on to. Even after that dreamed of day, sometime in the future, when we can all discard our masks. The need to find a vaccine fast spurred scientists to impressive advances in coding diseases. The rest of us learned to take advantage of the digital age innovations abounded in telemedicine and remote work, and we began to commune as never before with faraway friends and family. We can keep that up in sickness and in health. I think that's true, and I think that's a valid point. And I think about the regular meeting I have with my three brothers now on Zoom in all different parts of the world. And yes, that's because of a byproduct of the pandemic. There is more and more about why, with this good news, is America losing population, particularly big states like New York and California. Where else are the big losers and the big winners? We'll get to that and more coming up on the MedVed Show.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show. That's 1-800-955-1776.
Introducing the all-new My Slippers from MyPillow. 2 years in development. Designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, you can get 50% off the new My Slippers. They're super comfortable, and you'll like them so much you'll want to get pairs of them for the entire family. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener's square and use promo code MEDVED. That's promo code MEDVED, M-E-D-V-E-D. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Giza Dream bed sheets, the mattress topper, and towel sets. Call right now, 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280, and use promo code MEDVED. Or go to the web at MyPillow.com. The all-new My Slippers from MyPillow.
Even for Americans who've been successful in dodging the coronavirus so far, there's still a problem of pain. There are 100 million Americans who suffer from ongoing pain due to overexertion or exercise or just aging or the effects of everyday living, and Relief Factor can help. It helps exercise-related pain or general muscle aches and pains, and it certainly does for me. There are four key ingredients. Each one approaches the body's natural anti-inflammatory response function from different metabolic pathways. The 3-week quick start can show you how it works. It's just $19.95, 95 cents a day, less than a cup of coffee a day, much less for pain relief. Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands, and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain, the whole world to gain.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Christmas album by Ed Sheeran and Elton John. Two pretty talented guys and two pretty decent guys, at least according to most reports. I don't know either of them personally, alas. But what's remarkable about this is they may have vocal ability as singers that is close to equal that of Bob Dylan with his rendition of Christmas Favorites. I mean, no one can really rise to that level as the Nobel Prize winner. But 32 million people have viewed this so far, and that's a big chunk of audience. Is there good news, by the way, in terms of the good news that we're looking for 2021, looking back on this year? I know that one of the obvious things that people can say when they talk about good news from 2021 is that it's over almost. I mean, there's been a lot of bad news this year. Actually, there's good news in elections this year, which, of course, liberal media sources like the Washington Post may not acknowledge that, but the fact that you had a number of people not only doing well, but winning elections, sweeping elections, and it's a very, very good news, not just for Republicans, but for the whole country, that a Republican candidate like Glenn Youngkin, the governor-elect of Virginia, he's due in a matter of days to take over in the Virginia Commonwealth, and the new mayor of New York, Eric Adams. Anyone who looks at Eric Adams, even the way he's behaved so far compared to Bill de Blasio, who still is talking about running for governor. Andrew Cuomo is gone. And that's good news. The guy, it turns out, was a complete creep and a fraud, and now they're trying to take away the money he made on his fraudulent book about leadership. What a guy to talk about leadership, huh? Okay, so there are little bits of good news in the political world. The reason that I think that even Democrats should acknowledge that Glenn Youngkin winning both a contested primary and they actually had a change in the selection process for the Republican Party that facilitated Glenn Youngkin's win in Virginia as the Republican nominee, and then he went on to win a race that most people thought a Republican couldn't win. The idea that there is a new model for Republicanism, less negative, less invested in conspiracy theories, less dominated by the looming shadow of one very controversial figure. Look, Glenn Youngkin won his election not in spite of the fact that he largely ignored Donald Trump, but because of it. And I think that's good news. It's good news for the country whether you love Trump or you loathe Trump. It's good news if the country moves on. Because to refight the fights of 2020 and the election and the account and the stolen steal, that's a disaster for the country. And moving forward is certainly, in my opinion, one of the good things to which we should look forward. Other things that they list in the Washington Post, curbing emissions to kick off that renaissance. They talked about the renaissance in governing. The United States re-entered the Paris Climate Agreement. That's only one of the steps toward preventing the planet from warming and past a critical threshold. The country must do more to curb emissions here and push others to cut down on equal measure. Okay, look, people can disagree as to how much this is a crisis and how much we need to cut back, but we need to cut back. And the idea of curbing emissions, the idea of making cars that are getting much better mileage, the idea of virtually every car maker in the world, including the largest, Toyota, turning to either all electric fleets of new cars or mostly electric cars. That's a positive. They also list as number 7 on their list of good news stories from 2021. The coup failed. Now, I have disagreed before with the idea that it was a coup. Because a coup has some planning in it. It has various steps and there is a government takeover. And apparently, I just watched this remarkable HBO documentary, which is called 4 Hours of the Capitol. And it's done with great sympathy for particularly the police. This is largely a police eye view of what happened on January 6th. But it also has great sympathy for some of the people who got in trouble and did terrible things as rioters. But they did those terrible things because they actually believed lies that were told them. And what's fascinating about this is it unfolds tragically where there are people you meet who are remembering what happened to them that day, and some of what happened was terrible, but they're all sympathetic, including a young man who is going to be facing some criminal problems, but said he had to do what he had to do because he couldn't stand back and watch 800,000 children being tortured and cannibalized and killed every year. He's a QAnon believer. But he's so sincere on camera. He so much believes. The question, of course, if you have 800,000 people every year that you believe are being killed and taken away from their homes and kidnapped by this terrible conspiracy, what about the parents? I mean, 800,000 children is a lot of parents. In any event, the important thing that it seems to me that we can be grateful for is watching this HBO documentary, which is remarkable. We're going to review it coming up. But watching this HBO documentary, they spoke to a number of the police people who were in charge of the response. And they were particularly proud of the fact that, despite the fact that they sustained serious injuries, 140 police officers were seriously injured, some of them permanently hurt by what they endured. There's something truly heroic that they did, which saved the country. They didn't shoot. Yes, I know the one officer shot Ashley Babbitt as she was crashing through the glass, but why is it so important that they didn't shoot? We will get to that and to more looking at the best news of 2021 on the Michael Medved Show.
The Michael Medved Show.
Michael, you are the best.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden has extended the pause on student loan payments another 90 days to May 1st. The pause had been scheduled to expire at the end of January, and what the administration had said was the last extension it was going to offer. But the rise of the Omicron variant of COVID-19 led some Democratic lawmakers to ask for another extension. During her daily press briefing, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki is addressing reports from the Secret Service that nearly $100 billion was stolen from COVID-19 relief programs.
What happened is there was just an adding up of two old IG reports of well-known challenges at small business loans in states getting UI payments in 2020.
The Secret Service getting back over $2.3 billion of the stolen funds. USA Radio News.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do when it comes to radio advertising. We are your one-stop shop, and no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
The Michael Medved Show. Yeah, we're looking at a little hinge of history moving from 2021. Believe it or not, the first year of the Biden administration. That still doesn't seem right. It feels a little bit like putting 2022 on the checks. That's going to take a while. The Biden administration. Well, today, of course, we're talking a little bit about good news from 2021, the first year of leadership, if you can call it that, by Joe Biden of the nation at large. The president was actually speaking earlier today. He gave a speech to the American people about the economy. And he had something to say about it that is highly controversial, like everything involving a political figure like Joe Biden or anybody in his administration or anybody on the other side right now. The president said this about the economy he inherited. Listen to clip 10.
The economy I inherited nearly a year ago wasn't just in crisis. It wasn't working for working people. I told you that's the reason I ran. It's about time the middle class and working class people got a shot. Year after year, economic growth was too low. Wages for the middle class were stagnant. And the number of people starting new small businesses was declining. Over this year, we've acted. From the American Rescue Plan to the bipartisan infrastructure law to change this trajectory. To build an economy from the bottom up and the middle out. And to finally give, and by the way, when that occurs, wealthy people do very, very well. We're not trying to punish anybody. They do very well. Working people in this country, the wages and benefits they deserve is about time they start to see it.
Okay, when he says that they start to see it, he's saying recognize it because, though the president thinks we're doing great, by the way, I think it's interesting that he said it's about time the middle class and working class people got a shot. He's promoting vaccinations even here. I mean, it's a kind of peculiar use of the language there. But the problem he has is that people overwhelmingly think we're on the wrong track. Now, what does that mean? They think specifically we're on the wrong track with the economy. For people, most people, what they see is they don't see what their job prospects are going to be if they decide to switch jobs. They don't decide that, well, actually, it's a good thing. It means my salary can go up, my working conditions, the contracts I negotiate can go up because there's such a big labor shortage. They just see the impact of that labor shortage, which does have to do with the inflation. If you are finding it tough to find people to hire because so many people have left the workforce for whatever reason, then that, of course, means they have to pay people more, which means, of course, the products are going to cost more. And the inflation goes up 7%, about three times as much as it has in other recent years. This is not good news. There's no way that inflation can be said to be good news for the ordinary American family. And this is, by the way, what Jen Psaki said in her press briefing this morning about the ongoing problem. And she heard everywhere about Christmas gifts getting to families amid the supply chain issues. There's something that that I ordered, actually, that it's already about 2 weeks late. And, yeah, that's happening. And, you know, I know, poor baby. It's a first world problem. Got it. But it's still annoying, and it's part of what is keeping people worried about the economy. Here's Jen Psaki on Christmas gifts.
As the New York Times said today, Christmas gifts are arriving on time this year. Good news, we've saved Christmas. And that is because President Biden recognized this challenge early, acted as an honest broker to bring key stakeholders together, and focused on addressing practical problems across the global supply chain. Here are just a few key points of progress. The number of containers sitting on the docks at the ports of L.A. and Long Beach for over 8 days have fallen by nearly 50%. The average amount of time containers or sit on docks has fallen by a week. The price of shipping a container between Asia and the West Coast has fallen by more than 25% since its peak in September. And as the president also referenced, the stocks on shelves is at about 90%, retail stocks on shelves, at about 90% inventory. It was about 91% pre-pandemic, just to give you a sense. So people can go purchase presents even at this point if they haven't done their shopping.
Okay. First of all, you know, I'm all for the Biden and Trump teams to make at least a truce where they can actually work together for the good of the country and stop insulting each other. But this parroting President Trump on good news, we've saved Christmas. And President Trump, he just had an interview with Mike Huckabee in which he indicated that he thought that Christmas had all but disappeared, and then he brought it back by saying it was okay to say Merry Christmas again. Okay, fine. But for President Biden at this point to claim that we've saved Christmas, how come the American people don't really feel that? Look, maybe, and I certainly hope this is going to be a wonderful, wonderful holiday season, and the economy and the supply problems. The Dow Jones Industrial Averages are up 211 points again. We're getting back close to that 36,000 threshold. We're at Dow Jones, 35,704. So let's continue. But there is a continuation, by the way, of some actual cooperation or acknowledgement of the current president with his predecessor. President Biden did something he should have done a year ago, which is to credit the Trump administration for vaccine development. You know why? There are more people who have gotten vaccinated if it was clear that it was a bipartisan thing. And President Biden, when he's speaking to the people about the pandemic and the future of the dealing with the Omicron variant and all of that, he threw this in. To my surprise, we commented on it yesterday, and to my delight, and not just mine. Here's President Biden in yesterday's talk. This is clip 9.
Let me be clear. Thanks to the prior administration and our scientific community, America is one of the first countries to get the vaccine. And thanks to my administration and the hard work of Americans, we led a rollout and made America among the world leaders in getting shots in arms.
Okay, now Trump was asked about that in an interview on Fox News. And what he said is, he said, I'm very appreciative and surprised that President Biden publicly credited his administration's role in helping to quickly deliver the COVID-19 vaccine to the American people. And President Biden also said this about a commonality with President Trump quickly. This is clip 8.
I got my booster shot as soon as they were available. And just the other day, former President Trump announced he had gotten his booster shot. It may be one of the few things he and I agree on. People with booster shots are highly protected. Join them. Join us. It's been 6 months or more since my second shot. If it's been 6 months or more for your second shot when I got my booster, you can get yours today if you've been 6 months or more since your second shot.
And again, it's such an easy thing to do. And it's great that in Christmas season, he and the Trump administration can do more of this. By the way, they both should have been more bipartisan months and months ago. But look, it's good news that it's moving in this direction now. So what else is worth celebrating? And you can make your nominations if you want to, from 2021. We'll get to the worst of the year later. We'll be right back on the MedVed Show.
MedVed.
He's a very smart man. He is a very respected man, and he's very respected at the top of the line.
Many people own coins that have not performed as well as they had hoped they would, but markets change and you should get a new valuation. Maybe the coins have done better with current moves in precious metals, or maybe you want to do something else with that money. Let me tell you about my friend Nick Vrovich. He's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. For over 40 years, Nick has built a reputation for trust, honesty, and his goal is to earn your business for life. He won't push you to sell, but when you're ready, he offers the best prices, trades, and consignment deals in America. Right now, Nick and the AmFed team are offering their exclusive coin performance review totally free. Yes, totally free with a no-pressure guarantee from Nick. Go online at AmericanFederal.com or call 800-221-7694. That's AmericanFederal.com at 800-221-7694. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. If you think Washington State's headed in the right direction, well, then this message is not for you. But if you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. It's led the effort against state and local income taxes, and its research and policy analysis are relied on by lawmakers, media, and citizen activists for accuracy, fresh perspective, and to expose the political manipulation of data. Washington State is our home, and it needs WPC more than ever. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
ExtendoVite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking ExtendoVite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered ExtendoVite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Michael Medved show, the idea that peace may have broken out at least for a day or two, you know, God willing, maybe through the that whole season between Christmas and New Year's, in other words, next week, maybe it can continue. But obviously, there is a great deal that is lacking when it comes to cooperation or mutual respect or anything of that nature from media voices. And partially there is this very widespread belief that somehow you're going to get more attention if you say things that are outrageous and stupid and overstated. And when it comes to things that are outrageous and stupid and overstated, Joy Reid has been guilty of that a great deal. And what she said just recently about the role of Fox News and President Trump regarding the pandemic is exactly the kind of thing that is going to keep any meaningful, significant, or constructive cooperation far away. And more difficult and more impossible. Two comments she made on her show that have been drawing a lot of attention, her show on MSNBC. Try clip number 3 about her contrast between Joe Biden and Fox News. Clip 3.
You know, God bless Joe Biden for it. He's not perfect. You know, there are a lot of things we can complain about President Biden, but right. He actually is a caring human being who does want absolutely. The whole country to survive this. And there are just people there who absolutely. Have decided to turn him into the devil just because they would rather hear, you know, Tucker and all of those clowns in a vaccinated, probably right. The most vaccinated company in America is Fox News. They're all vaccinated. They're going to live through this and let their viewers and their fans die because they don't give a damn. It's just clicks to them. It's just they don't care what happens. This is fun for them, you know. God bless Biden.
Now, hundreds of thousands of people supposed to die to undermine Joe Biden and help
it's
the Republicans.
Sad. It's
about,
yeah.
This is getting.
It's what they think. Yeah, let them die. If it gets them power again, they're let as many people die as they're going to die. They don't care.
Okay, a little bit extreme. She was the Mediaite loser of the day, and they write that hyperbole is among the most frequently used rhetorical devices, maybe the most in fact. Intentionally using exaggeration or for emphasis for the effect to make a point is a tricky bit of sophistry consistently used across the political media spectrum. But there are times when one can go so far as to enter the realm of absurdly irresponsible, or maybe irresponsibly absurd. This came to mind yesterday evening when MSNBC's Joy Reid flatly claimed that Fox News hosts, quote, let their viewers and fans die because they don't give a damn. She then amplified the idea, adding, it's just clicks to them, it's just they don't care what happens, suggesting that prioritizing ratings around anti-vax rhetoric is what is motivating many opinion hosts. This is fun for them, you know, she continued. That's what they think. Let them die. If it gets them power, let as many people die. They don't care. As Mediaite's Colby Hall pointed out, there are reasonable criticisms of Fox News coverage, particularly some of their rhetoric on the pandemic, that should be highlighted. We've done that repeatedly, and we'll continue, wrote Mr. Hall. But to suggest that Fox News thinks it's fun to let their viewers die is simply irresponsible hyperbole. I think that's true. There was also this that Joy Reid added, which, as somebody with a little bit of historical background on this, it's just absurd. It's replaying a past absurdity. This is clip 12.
I feel like there are two presidents who committed really what should amount to criminal negligence when it comes to pandemics. It's Woodrow Wilson, who's a terrible man, a racist, and a horrible human being, but who also let more than 670,000 people die, Civil War-level death from what the so-called Spanish flu, just out of sheer negligence. I would add President Reagan, who looked the other way as far as the AIDS
with
pandemic
AIDS.
And wouldn't even say
right.
the words.
With AIDS.
Donald Trump, who... clearly criminal negligence, what he did in allowing, knowing that it was airborne, admitting it in February that it could kill people and letting people die. And so now President Biden inherits that mess.
Okay, this is absurd on every level. First of all, about Woodrow Wilson. She's right. Woodrow Wilson was a terrible guy. He was a racist. He was a big state, a neo-socialist, neo-fascist, really. And there are lots of things that were wrong with Wilson as a human being and certainly as a political figure. But you can't blame him for the Spanish flu pandemic. You know why? He was sick himself. He probably had the Spanish flu when he was in Versailles, when he was in Europe negotiating the peace treaty. And shortly after he came back and he was fighting for the peace treaty, he had a stroke. The man was incapacitated, and of course he should have been replaced. Of course he should have resigned as president and allowed Thomas Marshall, the vice president, to take over. He didn't. But you blame him for that. You don't blame him because he did nothing to stop a pandemic that took over the whole world where no nation did anything effective about it because they didn't know how. We've been able to do more on it here, and then to attack Trump when part of the credit for the vaccines. Look, you either believe in the vaccines or you don't. If you believe in the vaccines and you believe they're helpful, you can't say that Trump did nothing. That's a contradiction. And by the way, if you believe the vaccines are evil and they're part of a conspiracy and they're negative and they're horrible, then if you believe they're that horrible, you can't admire President Trump's handling of the COVID crisis because he put, I think rightly and to his credit, he put a great emphasis on developing the vaccines. And as far as President Reagan goes, the charge has been totally debunked many, many times that Reagan ignored AIDS because he was homophobic. I mean, first of all, he has no personal record of homophobia. He worked in Hollywood, for goodness sake. Who do you think was doing so many of the jobs on movie sets in all those years that he was one of the most popular people in Hollywood, twice elected president of the Screen Actors Guild? And by the way, after the first allocations in 1982, under President Reagan, the budget on AIDS issues increased more than fivefold in 1983 to $44 million. In 1984, it doubled again to $103 million. All this under Reagan. and doubled again in 1985 to $205 million in 1986, $922 million in 1987. And Reagan's last budget, it climbed over $2.3 billion. From the year it was identified to his last year in office, Reagan signed into law aid spending totaling in excess of $5.7 billion. So, and there's also a speech. Let's link some of those speeches with President Reagan speaking. Yes, and where we will also send those speeches to Joy Reid, so that maybe she can play them and acknowledge. Listen, this is a sickness in America, and it's certainly something that got worse. It always seems to get worse during the pandemic, during Biden's first year, is not just disagreeing with your political opponents. Great to disagree. And the Democrats give you plenty to disagree with. But to demonize them, to suggest, this is the QAnon insanity, right? You can hate Hillary Clinton. I think Hillary Clinton would have been a very bad choice for president. And, by the way, never supported her. And the idea, however, that she is part of a coup that is torturing and drinking blood and worshiping Satan, this is a little bit crazy, and more than a little bit crazy. The one thing that I do want to talk about later is this amazing thing that the cops accomplished and that we ought to be thankful for in the way that January 6th worked out. It could have been such a close thing. The police were very well armed. They were not poorly equipped. You can see this in all of the video. If some of the cops had taken upon themselves to shoot back at demonstrators who were throwing things at them, who were poking them, trying to spear them, if they had fired like the one cop did against Ashley Babbitt, and they had killed, oh, I don't know, a dozen people, they could have killed thousands. And imagine what that would have meant. Thank God we got through that and remained this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5280. 901-424-5280. That's 901-424-5280.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.